The Northern Territory government has announced their plan of building a youth detention centre next to an adult jail in Darwin. Back in 2016, the Royal Commission lodged an inquiry into the Dondale prison facility where teenage Aboriginal boys were being physically abused by guards. Despite their concern of not having youth exposed to adult offenders, the government is going ahead with this plan. Tony McAvoy is a barrister and co-chair of the Indigenous Legal Issues Committee. He was involved in the National Indigenous Legal Conference that took up this issue. The Wise Heloise Vias asked him about his response to the government's plan.
If the government went ahead with that proposal, it would be inconsistent with the recommendations of the Royal Commission, which the government had agreed to implement. And so it seemed to be a further stepping away and backtracking from the Northern Territory Royal Commission.
What was the reaction between legal fraternities when he heard about this plan?
It's been roundly condemned, the Northern Territory government, in moving to build the youth detention centre on this site next to the adult jail. All of the organisations that had delegates at the conference were amongst those who unanimously voted to condemn the actions of the Northern Territory government.
In the process of the government announcing this plan of the youth detention centre being built, were there any other land consultations made?
They had looked at a number of different sites, and because of community concerns from non-Indigenous communities and concerns from the business sector, they ruled out other sites. But it seems that in taking the step to choose this particular site, they have failed to consider the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community of the Northern Territory, which makes up 30% of the population. And so it appears that they are listening to one part of the community, and again, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are not being listened to, particularly when the Youth Detention Centre has a 100% Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island population.
In spite of being a Royal Commission 2 years ago, knowing that Dondale has a pretty bad reputation for treating Aboriginal youth, why has the government not taken into consideration any of their proposals?
They are making decisions which favour other sectors of the community over the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. And that is a symptom of inherent power imbalances that exist in the Northern Territory. So because Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been disempowered, often don't have the same power as other sectors of the voting population or the business community, then they are on the receiving end of poor policy decisions.
If they go ahead with this plan, are there any legal repercussions that they can face?
If government is not prepared to make decisions which ensure that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community are treated appropriately, fairly, then we're likely to see more class actions, like the housing class action and the stolen wages class action. And so the government is potentially creating a significant liability for itself. And that's something that they should be very much concerned about given their financial position.
What was the resolution that was passed by the Legal Aid Commission in the Northern Territory?
More than 330 people involved in the Indigenous legal sector, mainly comprised of Indigenous lawyers and law students, passed a resolution off the floor, unanimously supported a condemnation of the Northern Territory government over its decision to build a new youth detention centre immediately adjacent to the adult detention centre. And secondly, it called upon the federal government to properly resource the implementation of the Royal Commission into protection and detention of children in the Northern Territory. And that's something that the federal government has failed to do in circumstances where it appears it has funded recommendations from all of the other royal commissions that have occurred, but not this one, and one has to ask why.
Tony McAvoy, barrister and co-chair of the Indigenous Legal Issues Committee, speaking to The Wire's Heloise Vias.